Calm down! Hey, girl.
Hiya, Will.
You know what really annoys me?
What?
Pretty much everything about the little Einsteins.
I'm aware of this, actually. Tell me more.
Well, there's a few things you don't know about. So the things I've told you about before that really annoy me about the Einsteins is that they're meant to be these crack team of
You don't like scientists. That they're called the little Einsteins?
Yeah, because they're meant to be this crack team of scientists. Yes. Named after one of the most amazing scientists of all time, Einstein, except their knowledge of science is truly appalling. And they had an episode about what makes
They're plants. Musicians.
They're musicians, exactly. They should be called the little Mozarts because they are kind of full of themselves and have short attention spans. And also have an addiction to alcohol and prostitutes. No, that's not on the little Einsteins. But they have this episode about things like what makes plants grow, and they
I'm
have
shame
like
Mozart's good name like this.
And they go sunlight, and then water, and then love. And it's like not love. Music and love isn't one of the things that help plants grow. It's like potassium in the soil. And nitrates and stuff like that. So they don't know anything about science. But the other thing that really annoys me about the little Einsteins is that actually kind of annoys me more than their piss poor knowledge of science is that when they're really thinking really hard, they have a little scrunchy face with their eyes that makes them look like they're taking a really difficult shit. And that really annoys me. They've got those really sort of like, kind of like tense faces. Like they're constantly.
Why?
Like, how hard is it to think about how to get past this? Crocodile that you
crocodile,
have
to, yeah. Yeah, the best episodes had crocodiles in them.
It makes you look constipated.
The best episodes were ones where they had some sort of life-threatening barrier. They weren't often. They usually didn't have a life-threatening barrier, but sometimes they have snakes or crocodiles.
Yeah.
First of all, I want you to calm down.
Yeah.
So I want to name drop the name of our podcast because I think that's a professional thing to do.
It is.
Second of all, I want to know how would your ideal version of Little Einsteins go? How would your ideal version of the children's program, The Little Einsteins, go?
My ideal version of The Little Einsteins is that they have a problem to solve, like they want to know about the interlinked nature of the up-down spin of quantum particles that I don't fully understand because it's quantum physics. And I think there's only about three people in the universe that actually understand quantum physics. And then they actually explain to me in a way that makes sense to a 46-year-old man with a iota of a tiny little bit of science experience about quantum physics and the theory, general theory of relativity and the special theory of relativity without needing to resort to playing the oboe. That's what I'd like. And then I think, man, you are the little Einsteins.
Nothing
that really annoys me about the little Einsteins is it's based on one scientific study, probably in the early 90s, where someone played some babies a bit of classical music, and then another group they didn't play any music to.
Is it really based off that?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's based on that idea. There's a whole marketing series of things to babies about if you play classical music to your babies, they become smarter. That's what I think it's based on. But the comparison, the study itself was a comparison of. I'm gonna have to add this a link in our show notes to the original study about our show notes we're gonna write about you know babies
hit them with the receipt.
Yeah, babies that play classical music versus babies that are not play classical music are kind of better at doing like putting. Square blocks and square holes or stuff that babies do. I don't know. It's not going to be the writing of the next best crime, Agatha Christie crime novel or anything. But but what they didn't do is they didn't compare babies that listen to classical music versus babies that listen to, Sid Vicious singing God Save UK. What was the Sid Vicious song? I can't remember.
You know, I feel like babies listen to music with vocals would have like better literary skills or talking word skills if they had if the music had words. I'm not a scientist at all, but like that makes sense to my mind.
They should have compared 80s punk music to classical music and see which of those babies did better. The babies that listen to the 80s punk music. 70s punk music might have been more distrusting of authority figures and become better democratic members of society as a result.
Is that what you did to me?
Well, that might have been part of the problem. so that would be the little Sex Pistols. That's the show I want to see on American TV.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, one last question. I know this is definitely going to be our longest episode, but what would happen if I played Queen's "Don't Stop Me Now" to my baby on repeat?
On repeat constantly. That's the only auditory stimulus they have between the ages 0 and 6. Would they form?
Are they making no contact with me whatsoever?
I think this is actually a really good question to send to Noam Chomsky, and we will include Noam Chomsky's email address in our show notes. About whether or not babies that are played "Don't Stop Me Now" by Queen on from age 0 to 6 would be able to form the linguistic, the neurological connections in order to be able to form language later in life, or would they grow up like those babies that had been literally raised by wolves who never actually fully managed to become members of society again?
Well, I think having Queen play to you non-stop on repeat and being they might not even be in solitary confinement. Like, I might just like not talk to my baby because I'm busy playing them Queen.
Yeah, it's true. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's
a bad
good
thing. Is it good?
They just think I'm silent, and then they turn 6 years old and I turn off the Queen and they go, "Whoa, Dad can talk. You could talk all this time and you never told me."
It's like those babies that get the hearing implant. What's that thing called? The babies that are deaf, and then there's videos online about them sort of smiling when they hear their mother's voice for the first time. It'd be like that. It'd be like the dad's voice for the first time because he's turned Queen off. Yeah.